I want you to meet a remarkable image of a lady. She cuts quite a figure with her 4.5-inch tall, fired clay body, with her exaggerated hips and breasts. She leaves no doubt that she was to be the unmistakable image of woman. Archaeologists call her the Dolní Vesternice Venus after the Czechoslovakian site where they found her. Her 26,000-year age is astonishing. This Upper Paleolithic figure is 14,000 years older than the first ceramic pots and jars. She is part of the oldest known set of ceramic sculpture, and she was no isolated fluke. There were two kills on this site, and they were surrounded by 7,000 fired ceramic fragments. Lucy and I weren't fooling around. We were seriously producing art objects. We weren't yet very good at firing clay. We heated the objects to 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit, and most of them show thermal cracks. These ceramics had no practical purpose. They weren't made to last. What we see here is art for the moment. It is the strong expression of a few people who developed a technology for showing what was in our minds. These figures came from the so-called Gravettian period, 28 to 22,000 years ago. By now, female figurines with the exaggerated sexual characteristics of the Dolní Vesternice Venus were widespread. But before this, Lucy and I had carved them all from bone, stone, and ivory. We'd never made them before from fired clay. By now, wherever we modern humans lived, in Africa, Europe, or Asia, we left figurines like this. Now your archaeologists are struggling to learn whether or not we all worshipped the goddess in some form or another. Well, what we can tell you is that this lady was no local obsession. The first cave painting had just preceded the great artistic outpouring of the Gravettian period. In the millennia that followed, an astonishing range of new techniques joined cave painting. These ceramics were only one of the many Gravettian artistic experiments, and they weren't followed by better ceramics. Rather, they just died out with their makers. What did survive was the artistic impulse. Out of those artistic techniques eventually rose more utilitarian technologies. When we look at these figurines, we see an expanding human vision. My favorite is the head of a lioness. If the Venus caricatures woman, the lioness instead abstracts the quality of being a beast. The lion is coolly dreamlike and lovely. The two are quite different, but together they reveal the human imagination poised at the door of a great mental leap forward.